This is KTEP News. I'm Aaron Montes.
And I'm Angela Cocherco with our Week in Review.
Yes, and Angela, lots of news as always. Tell me a little bit about what you learned from Congresswoman Veronica Escobar.
Yeah, I was covering, there was a panel put on by a bipartisan organization trying to find, it's called Forward, looking at new ways of approaching immigration and border security. And the Congresswoman was on the panel, but we had an opportunity to talk to her afterwards. One of the concerns she's expressing, she took a trip to Guantanamo Bay last week, tried to ask a bunch of questions. Number one, how much is everything costing? And she said, it's been proven that when you use military installations for immigration detention or immigration enforcement, it's much, much more expensive. And that's of concern. Guantanamo may or may not be used in the future, but Fort Bliss looks like it will be a place, being prepared as part of a plan to use several immigration, put several immigration detention holding areas on military bases. So the congressman said that there is some past experience with that under the Biden administration, unaccompanied children or children who came to across the border, or teens without parents were temporarily held there. That didn't last long. And she said a review showed that anytime you do that, it reduces military readiness.
I see. And Angela, I know that last time there was talk about transparency. Does she have any concerns about that happening again?
Well, it's hard to get information. She said even at Guantanamo, she has to speak to some of the people detained, which is normal procedure when congressional delegations, she was part of a congressional delegation, so she wasn't there on her own. But normally members of Congress get to ask questions, walk around, see if what the people there are encountering and if they have any feedback. That's happened here on this border, but that was not allowed, nor was she able to get any actual numbers in terms of what things are costing. Speaking of money issues, Amir taking a look at what's happening at the legislature and how it will affect businesses. Tell us some more about that.
The Texas Senate approved moving a bill on banning THC, synthetic THC products at businesses. There's a lot of concern about these types of products making their way to the youth in Texas. That was the justification that these senators had for pushing this ban, and that's also including our state senator, Cesar Blanco, who said that, yes, you know, that the Texas Senate has a responsibility in ensuring the safety of Texans, and that, you know, this once this bill moves to the House, there's going to be more discussions about what exactly these products are, where they're being sold at, where, what regulations they're going to have to meet. And, you know, there's this conversation about how it's going to impact businesses that have opened, focused around these kinds of products. And of course, you know, how they're going to have to deal with any new regulations or, you know, just outright having to ban these products.
So let's be clear so people understand. You're talking about THC and other types of products, or hemp, not the kind we see sold just across the state line in New Mexico, where there is legal recreational marijuana for sale.
That's right, Angela. And one of the key points that, you know, the senators that voted for this bill were trying to make during the hearing was that, you know, these are synthetic THC products that, you know, they look like candy or they look like gummies. The concern is that, you know, these products, they're supposed to be in the hands of adults, but, you know, they have these concerns that they're making their way to the youth in Texas.
Oh, they're going to regulate it and, or at least enforce what's on the books. Yeah, very interesting. We'll definitely be following that. And one final story, the dismantling of the Department of Education, that is a top Trump administration priority. That will have an effect in places like El Paso, where there is Title I funding for school districts that need additional help. That's all of our districts. It may affect Pell Grants, student loans. It will. And of course, any kind of federal regulations or funding to help children with disabilities, intellectual or physical. So a lot of people keeping a close eye on how that will happen and what it means for us here locally.
Absolutely. And we'll stay on top of the coverage to hear it. You can tune into KTEP News at 444, 544, and 644 each day during the week. And you can also visit ktep.org.
Thank you, Aaron. And keep an eye on social media, some of the great videos Aaron's producing for Instagram. And yeah, everyone, hopefully enjoy the first few days of spring. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, Angela.